Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788, Donlin Construction.
Do you remember modems, VCRs, wooden tennis rackets? Of course you do. But you never think about them because they are so extremely outdated. What about sports drinks? Let's say goodbye to that old artificial neon standby. There's a new sports drink called Body Armor. With natural flavors and sweeteners, more electrolytes and more vitamins, Body Armor is the more natural, better sports drink. Thanks, Gatorade. We'll take it from here.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
You don't have to sacrifice style to have a floor that's 100% waterproof for life. Because the Home Depot has Pergo Outlast Plus Laminate starting at just $279 a square foot. With 22 colors, including on-trend grays, Pergo Outlast Plus can fit any style, in any room, beautifully. And resist water. Get Pergo Outlast Plus starting at just $279 a square foot at the number one Pergo waterproof laminate flooring retailer, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see warranty for details.
When you need them, your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call. Whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree, there is always someone there for you. However, because of declines in memberships, departments are becoming understaffed and struggling. Here's how you can help your neighbors and your community. No matter what skills you may possess, you can make a difference. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs your help. Can you direct traffic? Install a smoke alarm. Help at fundraisers. Your community needs you. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you make that difference? Will you answer the call? Brought to you by the National Volunteer Firefighter Recruitment Center, a program service of the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance. For more information on how you can help and make a difference, visit www.nvfrc.org. That's www.nvfrc.org.
It's Golic and Wingo.
I think vacating wins is a ridiculous discipline because players pay the price for this who weren't even involved in any of it when you should be hitting the school. Now, again, the school, the forfeiture of money from conference revenue sharing from 2012 to 2015 NCAA tournaments reportedly could be as much as $15 million. You got to hit the school in the pocketbook. You got to find another way to discipline that doesn't hurt the kids who had nothing to do with it and or the vacating of wins. To me, is a joke.
I get there has to be a penalty, but pretending like let's make it magic and go away doesn't seem to be any sort of real way of discipline, in my opinion. And by the way, the Pitino legacy. Remember, Pitino, when he won that championship, he's the only guy ever at that point to have won a national championship with two different teams. So his, from some perspective, his legacy based on wins and losses on the courts is tarnished now forever because of that.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN 2.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, welcome back. Sports Hangover, as the news has come out in the NBA. First team, second team, all defensive teams. Jordan the intern, I'll give you your shot at redemption here, who said you wanted to host the NFL draft where again?
I'm not saying it.
Guys. No, say it. No, go ahead.
The Castine Center.
Instead of?
Superdome.
There we go. Chance to redeem yourself. I will let you break the news. Not that we should be shocked, Pels fans.
Jrue Holiday and Anthony Davis were voted in as all defense first team.
That is a very nice thing for Jrue Holiday especially. AD, that's awesome. Again, just continue to grow that game. But Alvin Gentry was adamant, and we saw it in the Portland series. I mean, Jrue Holiday was just spectacular. And Gentry almost, I would say, went out of his way. Did what he could to make the case. I'm sorry, this guy's got to be first team all defense. And look, it's crazy what these, I guess, mentions mean and how important this sort of is. Because I love the battle back and forth when it's Michael Jordan or LeBron. They're always... The Jordan fans, the Jordan faithful, goes, first team all defense, you know, defensive player of the year, you know, is another one they bring in. So, making these teams a solid. Jordan, do you have any, who else is on the first team all defense? Because, again, when you have two players on the first team, there's only five. See what I just did there? Five minus two. Who are the other three on the first team all defensive team in the NBA?
We have Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Oladipo.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Covington of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Tell you what, Gobert is pretty solid. He is also with Anthony Davis for Defensive Player of the Year. Joel Embiid, also Defensive Player of the Year. There's three finalists along with Anthony Davis as Defensive Player of the Year. AD, the only player in the NBA awards that is nominated for two possible awards, MVP, along with James Harden and, you know, LeBron James. Let me ask you this. I'm going to ask Dino coming up, but I'll give you your shot here in turn. Ready?
Yeah.
Did CP3's game last night...
I know where you're going with this.
...hurt James Harden's MVP chance? Now, again, the voting's already done, so it's not like you can matter. This is why I actually... I don't know.
It should be done at the end of the season.
Well, it is. It's done.
Well,
The playoffs don't matter. The voting's already done. That's what I was going to ask. Should the playoffs matter?
Most definitely. I mean, you have an elite player trying to take your team through the most elite
team. I think it should help your case, right?
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. What LeBron's done, has it changed your mind whether I should be the MVP or not? Because I think a lot of people go, dude, it's James Harden. And then you've seen this postseason. LeBron James, what he's done, what he did to Toronto himself. I mean, he took that team's soul, right? Their will to even fight.
Again, it's the East.
I get that, but what I'm saying is he did. He absolutely did. AD's game against Portland. Didn't AD's game, those games against the Trailblazers kind of make you go, wow, look at this guy. I think it absolutely picked up people's perception. Again, national stage, most of those games were on national TV, right? Maybe one or two, I think, were on NBA TV. But the Golden State series, they were all on either, they were all on TNT. I just, that helps. But, man, I got to tell you, it's crazy because I'm sitting here, and what I said yesterday about the other two individuals that are up for the award, hear me out. What I say, or would you say, man, J.R. Smith really needs to have a big game for the Cavaliers. Kevin Love needs to be the guy who has the ball the most tonight for Cleveland to win. Would I ever say, you know, Drew Holiday, he's good, and he needs to be the guy that controls the game today, or Rondo, or Miritich? No, what we've always said, AD. What did we say was a main issue against the Warriors?
AD wasn't going off.
Right. I mean, Dino was about to come on. Next segment, we talked about this, right, with him, is that the next step in Anthony Davis's career...
Taking over a game.
...is where we see LeBron at. Where we see Kevin Durant last year in the NBA Finals, right? Where we saw that we went on to be an MVP Finals. What we saw Victor Oladipo with the Pacers. I mean, I thought he did a really good job, but almost...
Very good job.
Very, very good close, right? I mean, if he makes that shot that... Should have been a block, you know, a goaltend, but was a block by LeBron. But that's what was the difference, right? We heard Tim Legler, and it's one of my favorite bites, in which he was referencing the Toronto players. They're good. They're all-star players. They're fantastic. They're better than most people in the regular season. They're at a different level. Once you get to the playoffs, there's another level you have to go to. That's anybody to win. Out of that level, you have the legends. You have the guys that you speak of. You have the guys that the highlights are made from. You have the ones where you revere, that you know are key, that you get doubled, that they try to stop, and yet they beat you. That's what makes them special. right? Why are those names known by one name? It's either their first or last name. Why do you know them? Larry, Michael, Isaiah, you know them. Why? Everyone knew they were the best on their team. Everyone tried to stop them, and they couldn't. It's that another level, right? It's that another level. That was the one thing in the criticism that everybody was saying about Chris Paul. We have yet to see him elevate his team and go to a conference finals. I mean, screaming at anybody. He's never been to a conference finals. Was that good? Was that close to screaming at?
It was all right.
All right, but that was my point, right? And what did he do yesterday? He had to have that moment. He did. He took that game over. He made sure Houston didn't win yesterday. Making the right reads, the right plays, the dishes, the shots, playing defense, getting in Draymond Green's face last night. Doing those things. I'm texting Dino back and forth. I'm texting him like, look at what he's doing. Look at that. That AD's not there yet. Right? Now look, I get it. I understand what I'm saying. Golden State has so many different, I understand wholeheartedly. That said, you still have to see that, that next level. Everyone knows he's there and he still has that imprint in the game. Right? As you saw and how you are against other teams. And, you know, against Portland, right? What he did. I mean, you saw it against Portland, but how do you do that, that next level? And he did. He took it up a notch. Him and Drew, like Drew Holiday against Portland, took it up a notch. Didn't he? I mean, he was unstoppable against Portland. Took it up a notch. His game went up a notch. And that's why I think it's a learning process. You have to have that. It's crazy how in that sport, especially specifically, there's that process. You can't cheat that process. Everyone was ready to give Philadelphia the next step. You can't cheat the process. Name me a team, name me a collective of players that eventually go on to win the championship. They had to go through growing pains. They have to get hurt. They have to come close. They have to just get there and taste that defeat and go, oh, right? It happened to Jordan. It happened to the Pistons. It happened to the, I mean, they have to, you've always seen, for some reason, in the NBA, you have that. It is the trial by fire and the growing process, but it can only happen in the playoffs. That's why I think next year, what you're going to see out of Drew and AD, now first time all defensive players, it's just going to help them. Because now they know. Now they know. Right? It's like the same thing with the Warriors. We've seen them just flip a switch since the postseason have gone on. Just flip a switch. They know. Now they know. They can pace themselves. Now they know what it takes. Quick break. We come back. We'll talk to Dean about last night's Houston win and tonight, game five. Who you got? Who you got, Jordan? Boston. Cleveland. Who do you got?
Celtics.
Look at you, abandoning your king.
My king?
Yeah, he was your king this week.
No.
Oh, yeah. Back on Monday.
Brian's king.
No, you told me you were going to the tattoo shop. You're going to get yourself an LBJ tattoo.
I would do a lot of things before I did.
Sports Hangover continues next with Dino Hanson. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN in New Orleans.
Since 1948, that's 70 years, Alario Brothers has been in the commercial shrimping and fishing supply business. They carry a large selection of stainless steel shafts up to 2.5 inches, but they can order larger if you like. They also stock 2, 3, and 4-blade propellers up to 42 inches. They have a large selection of shaft couplings, single V-struts, and stainless steel rudders. Now listen to this. Alario Brothers is now stocking rudder blades so you can make your own rudder. They are now carrying stainless steel plate pieces. You can make your own V-strut. They have a huge selection of stainless steel stern tubes, rudder, and shaft shoes, fiberglass tubes, rudder ports, packing boxes, and dripless shaft seals. They also stock tiller arms and rubber cutlass bearings, along with a big line of motor mounts. And if they don't have it, they can get it for you. Go visit Alario Brothers before the season. Alario Brothers, 894 Avenue A, West Wego, 504-341-1843. Visit their website, alariobrothers.com.
Bob Barker here for LaFush Ford Lincoln. Routine service is important to keep your car running at its best. At LaFush Ford Lincoln, we change your oil, rotate your tires, and do a complete multi-point inspection for just
$44.95,
including 5 quarts of premium synthetic oil. So come on down to 5878 Highway 1 in Lockport. Let us keep your car running like it should. And don't forget, Ford guarantees the best price on name brand tires. Make LaFush Ford Lincoln your place for quality service.
Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic, here when you need us.
Always on the run and short on cash? With a State Bank and Trust Company debit card, you can pay for goods and services without the need for cash in your pockets or the hassle of writing checks. Available on all consumer and commercial checking account holders. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
Baseball season is in full swing. We're deep into the NBA and NHL playoffs, and SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every game. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. With the SeatGeek app, you can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, you can instantly find seats. Best of all, our listeners get $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code Stephen A today. That's promo code Stephen A for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress. A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good, others not so much.
But that's life. It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty, something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not. It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We
trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Very intrigued by the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
These guys have never been there before. You think Saric, Anelia Sova, and Bellinelli are ever going to do that again in their lives? By the way, we say that every playoff series, right? There's always a Bellinelli or a Gary Neal or a Danny Green. They're never going to do that again.
Bellinelli has often been Bellinelli in these scenarios. For like three different teams, Bellinelli has been Bellinelli.
How many times have we played Bellinelli in the playoffs? Was he on that Chicago team? Definitely played him when he was a Spur. Is this the fourth time we're playing Bellinelli?
But no, often Bellinelli is just, it's not Gary Neal. It's again Bellinelli.
It's just Bellinelli. Wearing a different uniform. How is this guy always available? Because he's amazing, apparently. He's the greatest. Apparently, the Sixers, all it is Ben Simmons passing to Bellinelli, and Bellinelli making a shot like it's no big
that
deal.
That is the process.
The Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio and ESPN News.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
So they started the game, Nichols and Southeastern. They're on the top of the second inning, and then the rains came. They rolled out the tarp. It is nothing-nothing. Each team with a hit. And per the Southland Conference tournament, they just tweeted, set to resume at 1:55. So again, if you want to listen to that game at 1:55, KLRZFM.com is the way to go listen to the Nicholls and Southeastern game. LSU taking on Mississippi State. I'm sorry, Florida at 4:30. They beat Mississippi State yesterday. Tulane taking on ECU right now, and it's 2-1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tulane batting with the runner on first and second with no outs. Dino Hanson joining us at Dino Hoops 11. Story to follow us over on Twitter and follow him as well. Dino, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
If I can give Jordan a bit of advice, because I know he's not going to get an LBJ tattoo, let's just say don't do it, because the Cool Rivers thing didn't work out at all.
No, it didn't. You know, Austin Rivers tattoo that you had as didn't go over as well. But look, I'll give you credit. You were ready to jump on that, you know, that train first. And
wait, yeah. He has an Austin Rivers tattoo?
He loves Austin Rivers.
Listen, I just knew that once he got in a better system, yep, at the time, mm-hmm, he would be a good player.
Yep.
And yeah, I'm still dealing with the pain.
Yeah, he kind of went Jordan for like three straight weeks on how he was so good. And look, so I might have, you know, maybe Pinocchio'd the fact that he had gotten a Austin Rivers tramp stamp on the small of his back. But just like I would Pinocchio that you will get an LBJ. At least you'll get the same, you're going to get the same logo that it's on his sneakers. So it's kind of cool. You know, the way they do it kind of looks like a crown and the LBJ's in there and everything.
Not a chance. Yeah. And you want me to frost my,
frost tip your hair and small the back LBJ tattoo. Yes.
No, not going to happen. Not going to happen, Jordan.
We're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals game number 5 tonight and what goes into that. But look, dude, last night you and I talked on the show yesterday. Chris Paul has to be that sort of guy. And I know you were listening right before I went into break there, and that's the next evolution we're going to see as the news came out a little bit ago this hour. AD, Drew Holiday, first team, all defensive team. That's awesome. Congrats to them. But it's that next level that AD mm-hmm needs to go, and that's what makes those guys so special, right? And look, we saw it last night. Chris Paul's heard it going into this tournament. He's heard it going into this playoffs, I meant, and going into this game. When is Chris Paul going to take over game? He hadn't done it with the Clippers. He didn't do it. We saw that, though. It's the ability to control and kind of take a game under its wing, and that's what we're waiting to see, AD. It takes time, man. It takes a process. Heck, Chris has been in the league a long time. It takes time to do that, but that's where that next level was, and we saw it from Chris last night.
That's a darn great point right there, Gus, is the fact that it does take time. Look at how long Chris Paul, although he has garnered that respect in the league, look at how long it took him to elevate his game to get to this level. And his play last night showed a lot of resiliency. It showed just how difficult it is to get an edge over a team. Houston knows they were fighting for their life last night. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And even though Golden State got that lead, I thought Golden State got really complacent and comfortable, and Houston seize the opportunity. So you can't take anything away from them whatsoever. I thought it was kind of bizarre, and I know you feel the same way, Gus, when you look at some of the shot selection and execution for Golden State down the stretch in the fourth quarter. You're like, guys, you got 2.5-3 minutes left in the game. Why are you still forcing to get a three,
yeah,
instead of just moving the ball? So it was bizarre seeing Golden State go into iso ball, so to speak, if you will. You know, but a lot of credit has to be given to Chris Paul for his leadership last night. And look at the difference between game one and game two in Houston and the outcome. Look at the difference between game three and game four and the outcome. So if D'Antoni is telling these guys anything, it needs to be like, listen, okay, we got to stick with this recipe of success right here. And that's making sure everybody is intricately involved with the ball movement, Gus. And they were active defensively, too. That's the thing about it as well. They got in Golden State's offensive player space. You know, we talk about that all the time, how much guys hate for people to crowd them and be in their airspace. That's what Houston did a great job of last night.
One of the things that was crazy, too, is Chris Paul gets the rebound. He gets fouled 0.5 seconds to go. He's 1 of 2 on there, and a lot of people are saying he should have missed that free throw. It would have given him an opportunity, you know, to the clock expires. Instead, Steph Curry had a really good look, Dino. He could have drilled that three in the left corner. Ooh. Could have gone to overtime.
Ooh, did he have a good look. Oh, my goodness.
I saw the front of his jersey, bro. Man. I mean, it was a clean, open look.
Hey, it was a great offensive out-of-bounds play. They had three screens to get Steph that wide open in the corner, and even when I believe P.J. Tucker had a chance to get over the screen, there was another screen that prevented him. Mm-hmm. And, boy, talk about that could have easily been the dagger. And, matter of fact, it was almost reminiscent of, and I hate to bring back memories for our pals, but remember when Steph hit that same shot against us in the corner with his eyes closed almost a couple years ago? Remember that? A couple seasons ago in the playoffs when we played Golden State here at the SKC?
Yep.
He hit that same shot from the corner to go into overtime, and it definitely was a surreal effect, and it made you think, oh, my goodness, if Golden State gets this game in overtime, Houston is done. But, yeah, it was a great out-of-bounds play, and, you would have thought Houston would have gone ahead and intentionally knocked it around, not giving them a chance to even get the ball back to set up for a play. But, you know, if you remember yesterday, remember we were talking about it, and B was like, it's going to be a 30-point blowout. I was like, yeah, it's not going to be a 30-point blowout.
Well,
it's
going to
be a nip-and-tuck game.
One of the things to keep an eye on, too, you're going back to an emotional Houston tomorrow. And I thought it was interesting that Chris mentioned it in the post-game interview. He was like, look, with everything that's happened with the high school shootings there, this is for, you know, Houston. We're going to need you and all that.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, I could see 3-2 coming back there. It'll be real interesting to look at that. The other thing to keep in mind on, though, is Iguodala's injury. You saw the effect, apparently, yesterday it had. Mm. And also, Klay Thompson coming down a little bit awkwardly. Maybe he didn't look nearly as good. Like, yeah, I can still shoot. I get it. But am I nuts to go, they're not as invincible as it sort of looked? Or, look, they're still capable of going to Houston and win. They did it in game one. But it looks a little more like Houston's got a shot here.
I got to agree with you, Gus. It looks more realistic and tangible now than it did prior to. You don't know if Iggy's going to be back for game five. You don't know exactly how much Klay has tweaked his. You know, you're right. That's the appropriate word to use. You don't – Golden State could be more vulnerable now than ever. But it also reminds me of the Indiana Pacers series against Cleveland in the fact that Cleveland looked extremely vulnerable. The question is, will Houston capitalize on Golden State's vulnerability, even though Indiana did not capitalize on the vulnerability of Cleveland at that particular time? So you very well could see Houston going up 3-2. And if Houston goes up 3-2, I would pretty much predict this is going seven games, and this is the reason why Houston wanted to have the best record in the league. In case it goes seven, they got to go back home.
We'll take a quick break, Dino. When we come back, we'll transition to tonight's Eastern Conference Finals, game numero cinco. It'll be an interesting matchup today over in Boston. We'll take that break, and we'll touch on that and wrap up hour number two. In hour three, Tree Fyshak and Kelsey from Two-Faced Wrestling, our Wednesday wrestling segment that we have at 2:30. We'll touch on that. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Do you feel pain every time you open your electric bill? Well, start saving now by installing TAP spray insulation from Terminex. TAP attic insulation zaps energy draining drafty attics, and it makes your home more energy efficient. And Terminex TAP insulation offers all-season protection, saving you money in summer as well as in winter. It also controls pests like silverfish, ants, and cockroaches. Call the Terminex insulation experts at 693-3152, and the next time you open your electric bills, you'll say,
thanks, Terminex.
The road to the big leagues goes through New Orleans, and it's baseball season at the Shrine on Airline. We've got giveaways, fireworks, fun promotions, and so much more. Tickets start at just $5. Every Thursday, bring your dog, and it's Thirsty Thursday with discounted drink specials. Fireworks are back every Friday. We also offer group discounts, and our suites and hospitality areas are available for groups of any size. For tickets and information, visit cakesbaseball.com. Baseball is back at the Shrine on Airline. Play ball.
Deciding when and how to retire is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. Do you take a lump sum? Do you have to pay taxes on this money? How do you invest during retirement to make sure you don't outlive your income? What health insurance plans are available? With such an overwhelming number of questions, the most important decision you can make is to seek the advice of a trusted, qualified advisor. Chris Godet has served the area for over 12 years and has the expertise to work with you to find the right solutions. Give Chris Godet a call at 632-6049.
Want to know my secret to make a great-looking lawn last even longer?
All it takes is a second feeding of Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. With a simple second feeding, your lush lawn is here to stay. Because a second feeding of Scott's reinvigorates lawns by providing nutrients, which helps prevent browning and withering as the weather warms.
My green grass isn't going anywhere.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, here it is. Eastern Conference Finals game number 5 tonight in Boston. Dino Hansen joining us at Dino Hoops 11. You talked a little bit about the Western Conference Finals game last night. That moves to Houston tomorrow. But tonight, look, it's simple, man. You win game 5, 80% of the time or so, you're going to win this series. This is big, though, for Boston. You go down, you might as well not even really pack. I mean, for Cleveland, because you're done. Because, Dino, if there's a series, you can see the back and forth, right, with Houston and Golden State. With Cleveland and Boston, the body language on both teams has been unbelievable, especially for Boston at home as opposed to on the road.
Gus, I've never seen such a big difference in a team on the road compared to when they are at home. It's literally night and day. They look almost like a deer in headlights, if you will, when they're on the road and in Cleveland specifically. You know, LeBron is definitely that guy who can take over a game on the road. We've seen him do it in Indiana. We've seen him do it in Toronto as well. So Boston most certainly has to come out with a renewed energy and effort and make it a point to get game 5 and not have it be a close game. They need to do what they can to shut Cleveland down as quickly and as early as possible tonight, because if this game is tight, I got to be honest with you, if this game is tight, I think LeBron pulls this game 5 off in Boston if it's come down to that close. I really do.
Well, Jordan's hoping, since he's getting his name tattooed on him. So, I mean, he's hoping that he can, you know, see what I just did there? You're getting it. Look, we always talk about how the ancillary characters, the supporting cast, if you will, tend to play better at home. And when you look at Boston, we know what Brown can do. We know what Tatum can do. Is it Rozier that needs to have a big game tonight for them?
Very good point, Gus. Gary Terry has been far from scary in this series.
He's been absent in Game 3 and 4.
He's been Casper the Friendly Ghost instead of Scary Terry. All right, because he most certainly has not played with that same level of intensity and tenacity that he was playing with against Milwaukee. You remember he was taking it personally against Milwaukee when it came to Eric Bledsoe. This situation here, if he doesn't take it personal, if Al Horford doesn't take it more personally as well, because Tristan Thompson has now been declared as the Al Horford stopper, and it's made a huge impact on their basketball team. So no question, I'm pretty sure Boston's fans will be hanging from the rafters and coming out with a lot of passion tonight, but the Celtics most certainly have to step their game up like never before. This is do or die for Boston, because, if, like you said, if they go down in this series after being up 2-0, there is no need to even pack. Just have a sweatsuit or have your fishing pole and your fishing hat, because you're going fishing, brother.
You can make your plans out of Cleveland International Airport if you want to go on vacation. Dino, you know, I'll be texting you. You know what? We'll involve Jordan the intern and Brian and Elise in our group text during the games. My wife really enjoys, by the way. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm texting. She's like, Can you just not watch? I'm texting Dino and I'm working.
Dino, he called himself Jordan, Michael Jordan last night.
Dino, he just got to the fact that he doesn't understand that I'm the Jordan of the team. He just doesn't get it. Doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Look, right now you need to graduate from being the mascot on the team, all right? Right now you're the Bulls guy. You're the guy that wears the Bulls mascot on the court.
Hey, that's still a fun
loved,
job.
Exactly. You're still loved by children and fans, but you're not wearing the jersey just yet.
Jordan, basically what he's trying to say is that just because your name is Jordan, yeah. The intern,
yeah.
Recognize that he is the Jordan.
That's right.
I am thankful and grateful that he has allowed me to be Scottie Pippen.
Do you hear how Dino just said that?
Yeah,
thankful and grateful. Thank you, Dino. Got to run. Top of the hour.
See you, Dino.
But we will chat tonight. Wow, that's a really belly laughter there. All righty. We'll see you in a little bit. Hour three coming up next.
Talk to you guys later on, man.
On ESPN New Orleans. That's funny.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I'm a veteran. We hit a mine in Vietnam. When I came home, I didn't know where to turn.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory's been never giving up hope. My wife is always there to remind me we have a life to live.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran, but after I got out, I spent 2 years alone and homeless.
Every year, DAV helps more than a million veterans so they can reach victories great and small.
My victory was finding the support to get back on my feet. Now I'm getting things right with my family.
I finally admitted, with my PTSD, I wasn't doing well.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Now I wish I'd found DAV sooner. I am a veteran. My victory is just enjoying each day.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
What does it take to rebuild trust? At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right. Working with more transparency and higher accountability. And reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo. Established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
It's the third hour of the Sports Hangover coming up in a segment. Sharif Ishak from WDSU, Channel C Sports. LSU with a big win last night. 8-5 over Mississippi State. We'll take on Florida at 4:30. We'll talk Tigers with him. And what are some of the storylines he's looking forward to tomorrow's OTAs for your New Orleans Saints? It'll be their third this week. They completed their second already. And we're looking forward to some of those storylines tomorrow. Head coach Sean Payton will speak just after the first segment, really, on the show tomorrow around 12:10. We'll have that for you. Then we'll send Jordan, the intern, into the locker room for the open locker room session. We'll be on the air, so Jordan will be doing that. Hopefully, he will not ask Drew Brees if his job's in jeopardy.
Oh, I am.
No, you're not. Who was that that said that, by the way?
That was
Uptown Ruler.
Yeah.
That
was a hot take.
That was almost like putting crab boil or shrimp boil, you know, crawfish boil in your eyeballs type of hot take. If that makes sense. Yeah. Todd goes, wow. Would that hurt? Jordan, we're in
love. No, that wouldn't hurt, Gus.
Just go find out. Go find out. Somebody's got to be doing
something. Telling me to hurt myself?
No, I didn't say hurt yourself. Go find out how painful it is to put
crawfish
boil seasoning on your eyelids. Just want to know.
I'll report back.
There you go. See? That's a good intern. Tonight, Eastern Conference Finals, game number 5. We'll take your take. Go ahead. Put it out there on the poll. Who you got? Celtics? Cavaliers. You said Boston, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. Do it. Do it because I want to prove you wrong.
I think LeBron wins.
Good.
I think the Cavs win today.
I'm texting you tonight when they win. Celtics.
Here's the thing. Who would provide for a better NBA Finals game?
I think
because Boston just doesn't have offensive weapons. Either the Rockets or the Warriors can smoke them.
Well, either team.
Think?
Yeah, I mean, it's Western Conference Finals.
But because
it's the
you
actual
have
finals
LeBron,
right now,
does it make the finals a little bit more worth watching?
No, it's going to be a sweep either way.
I don't think it's a sweep if LeBron's on there just because of him. He's able to.
Maybe the NBA, you know, throws out some money and gives
here's some
game.
Homework assignment for you while I. Catch everybody up on other things. Ready? After you tweet that, who you got? Celtics, Cavs. Find out the season records. Warriors versus Celtics. Warriors versus Cavs. Rockets versus Celtics. Rockets versus Cavs. Can you do that for me?
I'll try.
See, Todd, this is what I go through. Instead of coming right away, sir, in a second.
I got you, Master.
I got you.
Sensei?
Yeah, any of those would have
Master
been acceptable
Gus.
Rather than I will try.
You're going to teach me the force?
And you did it with such angst. You know what? Pro Football Focus tweeted this a little bit ago. Remember we were talking yesterday about Marcus Williams? And Brian Ola East and I said, hey, he could easily be one of those guys that maybe takes that next step up. Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com yesterday, posted something that said he listed 10 players that he thinks will have breakout seasons. And he defined a player that could have a breakout season as entering their second or third year and has Pro Bowl making potential. For the Saints, well, actually, of the 10, he mentioned Marcus Williams. We kind of had a little fun yesterday on the show and said, okay, let's just take a look overall on the Saints. Who do you think will take that next step? I mean, it's hard to say Marshawn Lattimore is going to take another step, right? I mean, he was the defensive rookie of the year. What's his next step? All pro. But he was still pretty good. Really good first step. I said, you know what? I'm going to go Ryan Ramczyk based on this. Started left tackle last year, moved to right tackle. What if he could have a Pro Bowl season at right tackle? Because you can make the case and argument. He didn't get the press nationally, right, that Alvin Kamara did. Naturally, he's the rookie of the year. That Marshawn Lattimore got. Naturally, he's the defensive rookie of the year. But could you make the case and argument? Ryan Ramczyk was just as good as those two rookies. Here's a guy that you, Todd, look it up. Jordan, look it up. Okay, y'all can stop. You don't have to. There are no stories on how the Saints had to go immediately find somebody to replace. Zach Street forgot hurt. to fill in for Teron Armstead because he wasn't going to be ready. Not a single story. Never happened. There was not a single story that anyone wrote. That's remarkable when you think about it. A rookie comes in, starts at left tackle. First day of practice at training camp. We saw him. He was there. He was ready to go. It's fine. Preseason games come. We're good. Didn't go have to find a veteran, hope that it can fill in, wait for Armstead. Then Zach Stief goes down. Uh-oh. Have to go sign somebody, hope he learns the book, gets ready to... Nope. Move on over. And when we had Zach Stief on, we talked to him about that, how difficult that was. I mean, that's not easy. He's like, what he did as my rookie year, my head was swimming. And we all kind of trust Zach Stief, right? I thought it was interesting for him to say what that rookie did. And again, he's in the room with him. I mean, who better to tell us what he went through and how to get through? And, you know, Stan Brock, same thing. He said the same thing. He's like, man, as a rookie, remember we spoke with Stan Brock a couple weeks ago. He's like, dude, that's incredible. And it sounds simple, doesn't it? I'm on the left side. Man, sports is very, it's very muscle memory. It's very habit forming. And you know what I'm talking about. You don't need to be just a pro athlete. You know what I'm talking about. If you've dominated the driveways, like I did, right? When you just shoot hoops with the gold in the driveway. I mean, you know when the shot's going in. You feel it, right? Feels good off your hands. How it leaves the fingertips. You know, it's the muscle memory. You know that shot. You know when you have a right touch. Right, you've ever played, and the second you shoot, you yell, miss, which is what Jordan happens all the time, all the time.
Not
miss.
In the studio.
But you know what I'm talking about, right? It means you know the second it happens. You know if you throw in a baseball, you feel a strike, you know. You know the release point. You've done it, you just know it. You can feel it. You can sense and feel with the hands on the bat how it vibrates or doesn't. I've always said when the sweet spot on the bat, you don't even feel the ball contact the bat. You know what I'm talking about? You can hear the sound. You just know it. So it's interesting when you think, hey, if I'm on the left side, everything's happening to my right. Most of my steps are this way or that way, and I'm protecting this way to my right. If it's a speed rush, I'm going to take his momentum and go to my left. And try to build distance that way. Now I switch to my right. Now my entire body is mainly blocking left shoulder, kind of focusing on my right shoulder to prevent. If it's a speed rush, now I'm taking him to my right. That's not easy to do. He did it seamless. Like I'm trying to think, was there a game last year I went, boy, Ramchek's killing us. I'm think about that. I'm trying to think of a game where I go, dude, Drew, run for your life. During the break, you might want to call your insurance broker. I need some more life insurance. It never happened. It was remarkable when you think about it. So again, you didn't get the pizzazz. You didn't get the flashiness. You know, you didn't get a lot of that nationally, maybe even locally. But dude, I could make the case and argument. Ryan Ramchek just as important, if not more. They're what Lattimore and Kamara brought to you. You didn't have to go overpay, bring in a guy off the street, and just pray that you found a tackle. Tackle in the NFL, dude, you either draft one that's good or you're going to eventually have to overpay for one. They're rare. So it'll be interesting to see. This year, and again, that's why I used him as the breakout guy. Because if it's a huge F, right? I mean, capital I, capital F. If Teron Armstead can play an entire season healthy, and you got a guy that played last year in Ramchek as well as he did, if he can take that next step, if you can have a Pro Bowl right tackle and a possible Pro Bowl left tackle, dude, that's solid. But Prisco and Brian Elise brought up second-year safety Marcus Williams. And again, that's a smart pick. We talked about this. Dennis Allen loves the kid. Guy was just, he ran the defense. Well, Pro Football Focus tweeted that Marcus Williams was the highest graded rookie safety in the league in 2017. Again, it makes sense. You understand it. Regular and postseason, minimum 200 snaps. He had a grade of 86.8. John Johnson III, 85.8. Buda Baker, 84.5 for the Cardinals. Johnson with the Rams. And Jamal Adams, LSU, 81.2. So he's up there. And again, I just think this guy is going to not only be motivated to make plays. And I meant to say this yesterday. And man, I forgot. I'll ask Sharif Eishak this when we come back out of the break. What do you think? Over and under, two plays that decide a game this year for the Saints. Made by Marcus Williams. Now that's a lot. In a 16-game schedule. If two times he makes a play that decides a win for the Saints. It's a good percentage. You say over and under two plays. Now it could be a tackle. It could be a pass deflection that could have been a first down that led to a field goal or a touchdown. It could be an interception. It could be him coming in and making a play, like I said, on a tackle that is a tackle for loss. Or a play that keeps it from the first down while the clock's running. It could be a number of different ways. Over and under, Marcus Williams makes a play at two that decides the game for the Saints. I'm going to go over. I'm going to go over. Jordan, over or under, two plays that Marcus Williams makes this year that decides a game for the Saints.
Over.
I do too. I just think he's going to be involved in too many different, he's going to be on the field so much, right? I mean, am I lowballing it at two?
I think five.
Five?
Five. I think he's just
five out of 16, you're going to be able to go back and go, Marcus Williams won the game for the Saints?
All right, won the game.
That's what I mean by that. Well, when I say makes a difference for the game, I mean it's determined the game.
Four.
Wow. I'm going to go two, a healthy two. You going three? Todd's going three. I feel like I'm going to price this right. Who's doing the dollar?
I mean, I'm going to always win the dollar.
You need a dollar. You're in college. Every dollar matters for you. Quick break where we come back. Sharif Eishak, who also went to LSU, as Jordan the intern does. We'll talk about the Tigers' big win over Mississippi State last night. Does it absolutely guarantee him a regional? I think a lot of people believe they're in now. But, man, it's close. I mean, it was that close. You won by three runs, and if you don't win that game, you might not have been in the postseason. They take on the Gators. That's their reward. Tulane. They're in action right now, 4-1 in the bottom of the seventh, leading ECU. They beat Houston, the AAC's champ, regular season now taking on ECU. Nichols, they're in action as well, finally, against Southeastern, as the Colonels playing their first of two games over there in Sugar Land, Texas. A lot of rain going on over there as well. SLU leading in the bottom of the second, 1-0, an RBI ground out by Evan Pace, putting the Lions on the board. So 1-0 SLU over Nichols in the bottom of the second. If you want to listen to that game, KLRZFM.com. We're streaming it over there. When we come back, it's Sharif's time on ESPN New Orleans.
Ooh-wee. Get out to Barker Mitsubishi today.
During our Memorial Day sell-a-thon.
And we will lower your monthly payment.
You can own a brand new...